Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But what changed second half? What was San Diego was doing better?
They started identifying the matchups. I feel like Keenan, he was on us on backers a lot. They put him in slots. You know, he was on a matchup. And so every time they seen a backer on top of him, like me, Fort, even Vinny or safety, you know, guys who they know he can get good matchups on, they was throwing the ball to him, targeting him right away. We could have did a better job of you know, covering him better.
So it's something they schemed well?
Yeah, they schemed that well. You know, and I feel like they know how we play out, kind of played our leverages today. So, you know, we just got to make sure that when we have a real skilled athlete at number two, you know, because I'm covering number twos, Fort coming number twos, we got to make sure that we're on top of our game and instinct about having which ways help and making sure we identify those matchups ahead of time while we're on the field. Because, you know, the coaches really can't really plan for that ahead of time because you never know how it is in the game. But once we get in the game, we got to, as players, we got to go out and identify better and create that so the matchup won't be as significant.
But how big was that play when Hayden and Davis collide?
Yeah, that was crazy. Joe had the interception and in his hand. I wish they would. I don't know. It was crazy play. I know HC was trying to make a play on the ball. This is being an athlete and being a playmaker, trying to go get the ball too. But Joe had the ball in his hand. You know, that could have changed the momentum of the game as well. And it could have been a big stop for us and a big play. And it could have turned tables.
You kind of feel like the last two games, things have been bouncing that way against you guys?
Yeah, everything been kind of going opposite directions. But, you know, that's what we professional athletes for. We're supposed to bounce back. So, you know, we got Oakland this week. And the only thing we need to be really focusing on is going out there and make sure that we handle this business because keep going for the move forward.
When Joe goes down, are you looking at him in the training or are you looking at Keenan Allen dancing in the back of the end zone?
Looking at Joe?
Yeah,
we really don't give a damn about Keenan. But Joe, you know, he's one of our brothers. You know, we want to make sure that it wasn't a significant injury. We prayed that it wasn't. And we're glad that it was just a minor injury and he came back in the game.
You talked about the pain management. Mm-hmm. Was it all the way up to game time yesterday? When do you think you'd be sure to be able to go?
Prime time, man. You can't miss prime time. You know, it went down to the wire. I just deal with the pain as it goes. You know, it still hurts right now, but, you know, as the days go on, it'll get better and better, more treatment. I really was on some meds, so you know how it is. It'll hurt me more after the game than during the game.
What was your view of the non-call on the false start?
I feel like they had like 5-6 false starts the whole game. I know my tackle was jumping every play. TJ's tackle was jumping a lot, even in the inside. You go back and look at film, guys moving at different times across the whole O-line. But, you know, we really can't blame the referees because we still had control of the game even after that. You know, we took it upon ourselves. So we got to make sure we go out and don't let comebacks like that happen again, especially in Heinz Field.
Does it build up? Does it get frustrating though when that's happening?
Yeah, definitely it's frustrating, you know, over and over when they're missing the call, then they call the 3-1s on the field goal when we obviously were, I feel like we was on sides. And, you know, but, it's what it is. We still shouldn't let those calls dictate the game.
How'd you see them shift their approach from first half to second half?
They just started matching up. Yeah, matchups. They created matchups, and it was. They did a good job. You know, they do a lot of good coaching. Phillip is a great quarterback too. So, you know, he did a great job of looking at us, seeing who was on Keenan, and throwing in the ball.
Jackson give you problems that the other guy wasn't?
Say it again.
Jackson, the other running back, give you problems that Eckler wasn't?
No, I wouldn't say that. I just say we just stars. They spread us out so much in the end, throwing the quick pads and stuff. And you know, once that we start hitting us with Keenan every time, you know, we start kind of being kind of tense for the pass and kind of open up the run.
What do you mean tense for the pass? What changes when you're tense for the pass?
The guys are trying to make sure you get out because you got to cover, you know, especially when someone get like 140 yards in a game. You know, you want to make sure you try to don't let them keep going.
Just kind of jumping in.
Yeah.
Is there anything you tried to do different against Allen? I mean, to create better matchups?
No, he just came in. You know, he did a good job. That's what he did. They dialed it up good.
That the quarterback helping that out?
Yeah, definitely. No, I definitely heard them calling checks in the middle of the play. So I know that was he was looking at the play, line of scrimmage, see what he got, and then he'll check it out, definitely.
Mostly the 13, though?
Yeah, definitely.
You guys were getting good pressure on Rivers, and he stood in there a couple of times and took the big hit and mm-hmm. still completed some passes. How frustrating is that for a defense when that kind of thing happens?
Well, it's very frustrating, but that's what he gets paid to do. You know, he's one of the best quarterbacks still in the league right now. He makes a lot of great plays. He came in the same year as Ben, so you know those guys are kind of greats right now. So they make plays like that. You know, he understands the game and understand he needs to take those hits to make the play for his teammates.
Curious, you've been a part of some, you know, frustrating losses here. Extra quiet, extra sort of, I don't know, letting
me afterwards. Yeah, cause it's two losses back to back. You know, and we had this game in our hand. We let it unfold a different way. But we're just going to go back to the drawing board. We got to get details back on, get back into the details, and we'll be good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.